salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Make sure I don't run my chops too much as we get up and running here, because I have a wonderful guest. And I say this often, but I'm going to say it again. Everyone who's watching right now, notify somebody. Notify somebody that they want to tune in and catch what we're about to put out over, is it the airwaves or cyberspace, whatever you want to call it. Dr. Carla Dean Graves is going to be with us here to talk about the cure for that virus that's going around. So you got to be careful on Facebook. When I posted on Facebook today, I didn't even know if I should put the words up there, because with all the shadow banning and everything. So be careful how you tell people. Hey, say tune into the show. Get them there. And remember, they can always find it at CoachDaveLive.com. Excuse me. You know me, I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden YouTube shuts us down. Who knows what's going to go on there. So we have a great show planned for you today. And remember yesterday, those of you who watched yesterday, I asked this question. Or let posited this on the table. This thing's either true or it's not true. Now, we believe that there is a thing called COVID-19. We all believe that. We all believe that people are getting it. We all believe that people are dying with it, not necessarily from it. Nobody's questioning that. What we're questioning is there a nefarious cause, purpose, whatever, behind this whole thing? Dr. Carla Dean Graves is going to be with us here in just a second. She told us before we went on the show, she's been dealing with this since December, since last December. I just watched a video of her with Dr. Jerome Corsi, March 24th. She was talking about this. So she's not some Johnny come lately, if you know what I'm talking about. So the debate we have to have is, if it is a real deadly pandemic, then there's one way that we're going to have to behave. But if it is not, there's another way that we're going to have to behave. And we're going to have to come to the truth on that. And until we come to that truth, then we're not going to be able to get anywhere. Real quickly, before we get rolling in this thing, might go to the schedule real quickly if you can. We are having 3 tactical training events. Not we are, but things that we think are vitally important. Rob Pugh's having one up in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Christian News. He's hosting it up there. And Rob, if my brain worked better, I'd be able to tell you exactly what that day is. And if I hadn't thrown Mike a curveball, he'd already had it up there on the screen for us. It's going to be on, well, don't forget Jamie Walden's Warrior Summit in Missouri on September 4th and 5th. Don't miss that one. And then Rob's doing one the next weekend on September 11th. If you don't register, you can't go. And say, what are these? These are prepared. These are tactical training preparedness events so that you're going to be able to protect yourself when and if the world begins to fall apart. We hope it doesn't, but we want to be like the foolish virgins that didn't have any oil in our lampstand. So 4th, 11th, and then we're having one here October 2nd. 3 different ones, folks, that you can get to, okay? And the details of ours, the tactical training on October 2nd, are not totally up there. We're going to have a spiritual component to it. Tom Dunn's going to come and be part of it, and Stephanie. And we're going to talk about deliverance and some other issues that really, really are messing with the lives of people. So 3 things, all right? Rob Pugh's about to close his down. He's got room for about 30 more people, I think he said. That's September 11th. Jamie's event is September 4th. Man, that's going to be here quickly, isn't it? Wow. And then October 2nd. Okay, I'm going to shut up, move on. Anybody have anything for the good of the group before we get rolling here? Otherwise, tell everybody you know right now. Facebook them, do them, say turn into Coach Dave, because he's going to bust out some truth here with us. I want to give credit to Kevin in New Hampshire, who put me onto an interview that Dr. Graves had with Keith Hansen. I think, no, it wasn't. It was, I can see his face, doesn't matter, in Boston. And I listened to it, and wow, I thought, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then I got on the internet, and I found an interview that she had done with Jerome Corsi, because Folks, I don't know if you know this or not. Evidently in America, there's only one set of experts, and that set of experts is government experts. If you are a government expert, then you're allowed to be an expert. If you just happen to be a doctor and are daily treating people and have partnered with another group of doctors, well, you're not an expert. You're a conspiracy theorist, right? And I'm sure that Dr. Graves, who has her own home practice in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, Missouri. I'm sure she's facing that as she's trying to get the truth out about hydroxychloroquine and the treatment and vaccines, all that stuff. So when I watched the interview with her, thanks to Kevin, listened to it and then watched the one with Dr. Corsi, I thought, man, is there some way I can get her? And you know, so I take a stab in the dark. Kevin gives me a phone number. I text her and say, yeah, I'll do it. So she got up early this morning. She's an hour behind us. God bless you, Dr. Graves. Thanks for joining us. Come on in here. I'm just going to open it up, and I'm just going to let you start talking, and then we're going to ask questions. And what is going on with this COVID-19, doctor?
Oh, my. Thank you so much. I want to thank you and your staff for having me today. Jared was wonderful yesterday.
Yeah, he's great. I got to give him a raise, I guess.
I wouldn't get rid of him right away.
Yeah.
I kind of wait a little while.
Yes, sir.
Until maybe you get the hang of it a little bit better, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and I see somebody, Trent, I think, is on. Yeah. And he has his little girl there, and she's a daddy's girl, I can tell. I can see.
Yes, well, not only that, Dr. Graves, Trent and his wife, at a conference, he proposed to his wife at a conference we had up on stage. That was, what, Trent, five years ago. So we have a little bit of history with him. It's all good.
Well, he knew that it would be hard for her to say no in front of all those people.
There you go. So
he had that plan.
Yes. Amen.
Trent's in Alabama, by the way. We have them from all over America, Dr. Graves. So when you talk to us today, you are throwing a dart about everywhere on that map that you can look at.
And if I'm talking with America, then that's what's important right now, because America needs to listen like she's never listened before.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we are on the verge of losing this country.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the word nefarious, that is exactly what we are facing. When I say we, there is a group of physicians who actually I have had for the last several years meet every other Monday evening. And we have a bandwidth of about 35,000 to 37,000 physicians nationwide.
Wow.
We do not meet all together. What we do is we have the leaders of those groups come together. And we discuss various medical issues and have now for several years. And what we started with were the high drug prices and the middlemen, which are the purchasing, pharmaceutical benefit managers and the group purchasing organizations, who actually steal from the American people by getting kickbacks. And it's about a $250 billion operation every year that they siphon from the American people from their medications. And we have been fighting this. Now, President Trump is the only president that we've ever had that has ever taken note of this. And he has really done a great deal in not only doing away with these middlemen who steal and rob from the American people, but he also has put Peter Navarro over drug manufacturing, bringing it back from all places of China, particularly. Mm. Because we have not only have our American people been dependent upon China for medications, and I'm not talking about some type of medication you never hear of. I'm talking about we actually here in America have lost the ability to make penicillin. We gave it to China.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, and so
because they can produce it so much more cheaply, is that the reason?
Yes, that is correct. And China wanted to be the world leading pharmaceutical manufacturers. And so they have taken it over from the Americans. And Peter Navarro has come to the forefront, and he is bringing manufacturing back of many of our medications and what I call essential medications. In fact, I was just communicating with his office yesterday and thanking him for doing so, because one of the medications that we use for this COVID is doxycycline. And there's only about one place in the world now that makes that, and that's in over in the Netherlands someplace. And we haven't even been able to make our own antibiotics. And our military has been actually dependent upon, of all places, China.
So if China would stop the production of antibiotics, it would affect every American military, everyone.
Military. Our Obama made sure that our military was very dependent through his administration on Chinese medications for our military, of all things. Mm. And then I don't know if any of your listeners remember, but back in 2018, we had a lot of hypertensive medications pulled from our shelves. And the reason for that was that they were laced with carcinogenic or cancerous type of chemicals in them from China that was being given here in the United States. And so it's very important that.
Wow. So Dr. Graves, you're making a connection for me. So when Donald Trump went to war against China and started to put tariffs and all that stuff on, no wonder that sleeping bear woke up a little bit, huh? Because we were going to really, really begin to affect them financially.
That is correct. And we have inspectors that have gone over to China and their plants and their pharmaceutical plants. But those inspectors are only allowed in when they want them in and where they want them and to be seeing what is going on. And it's not like they are there all the time, because they're not. And we don't have any inspectors there now. They were all pulled back in January and brought back home and told that they probably wouldn't go back for the rest of 2020.
So Dr. Graves, you're telling me that little pill that I took this morning, which I do take a pill this morning, from got it from our Kroger's pharmacy, that pill might have been made in China, and there aren't even any inspectors to see if what's in there is really what's in there.
That is correct. That is correct. And so we are dependent upon them. And so we are very pleased that the administration, I had written a letter to the administration months ago saying, President Trump, you have made America independent and energy. Now, please make us independent in our pharmaceutical manufacturing.
Wow.
So that we can bring it back home, so that we can have our inspectors here, so that we can have our own type of input to the making of our medication.
The Chinese wouldn't want to kill us off or anything, would they, Doc? The Chinese just love Americans, so they wouldn't do anything bad, would they?
I can't think of anything good. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think about this. I just cannot think of anything really good that they would want to do to us or for us. Mm-hmm. In fact, about 2 years ago, I was in a meeting with many generals, people from the Pentagon, and there was a convoy that had just come back from China. And one of the members of the convoy was sitting at the table and said that they had just come back just a few days prior, and that the Chinese had become so brazen that during the meeting that one of them leaned forward and said, we want to tell you that by 2049, there will no longer be a United States of America. Mm. We intend to do away with you. And so I can't think of anything that they would really want to do, nor do I think of anything that any of these nefarious bureaucrats would want to do away with us, such as Dr. Fauci working with the Chinese in Wuhan. Mm.
So Dr. Graves, would it be safe to say, just as we're right here, man, we're going to need you on quite a while. I can see that. Would it be safe to say that the Chinese, through the American pharmaceutical companies, really have a powerful grip on the medical profession? Are doctors dependent upon the pharmaceutical companies? Is there really a big hook there? Because you said that you have a network of doctors. So obviously this is a problem that doctors are aware of, but really don't know what to do about.
That is correct, because we get very little help, if any, from our legislators. Now, why is that? Because, as they have said, campaigns are expensive. And those pharmaceuticals put a great deal of money into campaigns. Now, why do they do that? Because they want their products to be available and sold. And so the legislators make sure that that's accomplished. And so when anyone has a pharmaceutical drug that's going to be approved through the FDA, I just want your listeners to understand this. It does not necessarily mean that the best drug or the most economic drug will be provided for the American people. The FDA many times will let our senators and our representatives know that that medication is coming to market, and they see who wants to invest in it. And many times that's the one that gets approved, not the one that is necessarily the best.
So when Dr. Fauci says to us that hydroxychloroquine has not been tested and approved yet for cure, that's really what we're talking about, isn't it? Huh? Who tests and who approves it?
That is correct. Now, it's really what we, and I always say we, that means the group of doctors and physicians that I work with every single day across this nation. And what our group has found that Dr. Fauci, in fact, we began to hear about COVID particularly coming to our shores in late December. We heard that this new virus was coming, and it was part of a coronavirus. Now, I want to kind of backtrack just a little bit here, because coronavirus, there's many different types of coronaviruses, and that coronavirus will mutate, yes, but it will not necessarily mutate with another type of virus. And we have the first group to actually what we call sequence that virus was India. And what India discovered was this. The scientists in India discovered when they sequenced the COVID-19, the COVID-19 actually had been mutated with an HIV component. And that HIV component is what we call a glycoprotein 120. And there is perfectly in this, it's sequenced within this COVID-19. We have sequenced in it four different inserts of this glycoprotein. And it's perfectly placed. This doesn't happen in nature.
Okay, so hang on, doctor. I'm a football coach. Don't get me in that biology class. I'll be ineligible if you make me do that. But here's what you're saying. If I understand this properly, if we look at what they teach us as evolution, we know that a cat cannot breed with a dog. You can't go across species, right? And a dog cannot breed with a fish because they're cross species. You're saying the same thing is true of viruses. They stay after their own kind. And when we see these mutations, Maybe they've been manipulated. Is that a good football definition there, would you say?
I think that you might have a tad of medicine in you. I think that you might be onto something. Absolutely, you are correct. Mm-hmm. You have a virus that are many different types, like I said, of coronavirus, and they will stay within their own species, and they will mutate, maybe with one another, or sometimes even within their own cell group.
But all coronaviruses, right? All coronas.
Yeah. Coronas get along with coronas. But coronas do not actually mutate with HIV or any other type. And they discovered, they meaning those in India, the scientists discovered that these this glycoprotein 120 is what actually attracts to those little inhibitors within the lung. And they are actually the ones that cause what we call the cytokine storm that actually many people will die from. Mm-hmm. And so they also discovered and let us know and gave us the documentation on this, that Dr. Fauci has patents on glycoprotein 120. Surprise, surprise. And so he has two that he has secured. One is at almost being secured, and the other one has been applied for.
So Dr. Graves, I get it. I'm trying to think and move for everybody here because we have such short time. Here's the truth. When they, if they wanted to, Doc, if they wanted to set us up and say, we got to be careful because there's going to be a second wave that's going to show up. If that second wave shows up, it would be a coronavirus only unless it had been manipulated by somebody else to take it across species. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, sir.
And that could be where we're heading, right? All of a sudden we get this new strain of the virus they're going to tell us.
Well, we've been told by some of the intelligence around the world, we have been told that there will be a Corona 20. Now, can I prove that? I cannot. But what we have been actually told is that this is actually coming not out of China, but rather out of Russia, and that Putin wants to do this. And that Putin has taken a CD4 component, which is another component of the HIV virus, and added it to the glycoprotein 120 of the HIV. And unfortunately, if this is true, then this means that the CD4 component will actually attach to the T cells, which are those, the immune cells.
Wow. And listen, Doc, I know our audience. I know they want to get in there. Hang on, I'm sorry. Me a second. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I just wanted you to know that back in December, we were discussing this. We did research on what we could do to combat it in early January. And then through January, and we discovered that Dr. Fauci had actually worked with hydroxychloroquine, which is the first cousin, and he had actually promoted using hydroxychloroquine in the SARS-1 and in the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which is what we call MERS. And he sung its praises on how well it actually worked. And then now he has turned his back on that and turned toward Bill Gates and all of his cronies, what I call cronies.
Okay, and doctor, let's explain why here. What does a dose of hydroxychloroquine cost, doctor?
Oh my goodness, let's start with manufacturing. In manufacturing hydroxychloroquine, each pill, it costs 0.05 cents to manufacture.
A tenth of a penny.
It just costs, I mean, it is unbelievable. It costs just very minute. And prior to this plandemic, I want to make sure that everyone knows it's a plandemic, not a pandemic, that we actually could get doses of this medication for maybe $5 for a month's supply.
Off the shelf, right? You could walk in Kroger's and buy right off the shelf.
No, you couldn't do that in America, but okay. You certainly could in other countries. You could in many countries in South America, you could do that, or over in Africa. You can pick up your hydroxychloroquine with your toothpaste, and you know, nobody's going to stop you. But here, they have made this very, very difficult. And we have, because Dr. Fauci and others, not only he, but also Dr. Brix, they have been working with what we call the Coalition of Epidemic Preparedness Innovation. And it is a group that has come together starting in 2015. And they want to make vaccines. That's what's important to them. And so, but we knew that hydroxychloroquine was going to be what we were going to need.
Dr. Fauci knows this too, right? Dr. Graves.
We know that Dr. Fauci.
He knows it. And you did get word of this to the President of the United States as well, right? That hydroxychloroquine does work.
Yes, we did. We got that to him back in March. And it was the very next day after he read the paper that we had hand carried in to him personally, that he came out and we happened to use the term hydroxychloroquine could be a game changer for America. And He used that very language when he came out and said that in his speech the very next day after he read our paper.
Let me reel you right back in real quick, Doc. Then I'm going to open it up. So hydroxychloroquine is pennies. It costs pennies. $5, you could get a whole bottle of it. What about the other one? What about vaccines? What about these other treatments that are coming up with, Dr. Fauci?
Hydroxychloroquine was pennies, but unfortunately, the opportunists have come in. And now, instead of being pennies, it's dollars maybe for a pill. Some places are charging a dollar a pill. Some places, the most I have heard was in New Jersey, which was $9 a pill. Mm-hmm. That is
price gouging.
Oh my, it is price gouging, but it's just evil what they are doing. And it's making it. There's just so much I would like to tell you, but I know that your listeners have questions, so I'm going to be still.
Yeah, I'll shut up. Come on in, Roger.
Dr. Graves, real quick, and I know each case is going to be different. Steps 1 through 5. I wake up. I think I've got some signs that are COVID. Do I go to the ER? Do I go to my family? What would be the steps you would give or take in general? I know each thing's a little unique. What do I do?
Roger, you have a very good question. And as physicians,
she's not allowed to give medical advice, so we got to say that as a disclaimer, right? Although you are. Go ahead.
I'm already in trouble. I might as well just go full force and just go for it. I said yesterday that maybe Steve Bannon and I could get a chisel and start working on the bars together. That's a good question, because many times, Roger, it depends upon what state you live in, because there are some states that are literally prohibiting the use of hydroxychloroquine because of their governors, because of their pharmaceutical boards that are stopping physicians from using hydroxychloroquine. I myself right now, I am trying to defend my license because a oncologist turned me into my board of healing arts and said that I was using a medication that had not been proven by the FDA for the COVID.
What about the right to try a bill that President Trump signed?
They are absolutely just negating that across the country. And so, Roger, you will find that most physicians will no longer write for hydroxychloroquine. In fact, I just got a note yesterday in the state of Kansas that the governor there has stopped all prescriptions of hydroxychloroquine. And I am unable to actually write for the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc. Now, remember, zinc is very important. You can't just take the hydroxychloroquine by itself. Always use your zinc. And so this has become a true battle. We are watching thousands of people not only become those who die, but those who are severely ill, who can't go to work, those who are taken out of our communities. We have to remember that this is more than just the deaths, which there again, they're not giving us the correct numbers. Many numbers are lower than what they're actually reporting. In your particular state, if they say that 77 have died, reported dead today, that means that probably since the onset of this, that is a accumulation of deaths. That doesn't mean that that number died that day. Means that has happened since maybe January until now. But they do this to actually put fear into the American people.
Well, so, I can feel you. I know that you really feel this deeply, Doctor. I really feel it. I feel it in you. And what about Roger's question and then leads to this? What about as a prophylactic? What about a preventative? Or as Roger said, if he found out that he didn't feel well and he didn't really want to go to the doctor because they're going to give him this and they're going to give him that, is there anything that we could do at first onset of symptoms that would help us in this battle? I think maybe that's Roger's question.
It is Roger's question. But if he went to the emergency room, it would be very doubtful that he would get treatment for COVID, as we know that it should actually be treated very early, just as Tamiflu is given in the flu. And so it's very frustrating. In fact, I have a patient whose husband did go into the hospital, and she said, Dr. Graves, they will not give him the hydroxychloroquine in the hospital. And I said, okay, then you're going to be my double agent. You are going to sneak it in to your husband and give it to him in the ICU unit. Wow. And that's what we did. And he came out and he's doing well. But Roger, what there is, Dr. Corsi has set up on Corsi Nation a tele-MD. And you could go on Corsi Nation and you can see if you can get the hydroxychloroquine in that manner. Now, I have been seeing some patients with telehealth, and it's very risky for me to do so because the Board of Healing Arts, like I said, is investigating me right now because of a complaint against me in using the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc. But nevertheless, I have been doing it, and I have found a pharmacy that will actually mail it out. And unless you can find a physician that will do so and take that risk against the great FDA, the CDC, the NIH, then you have to realize we have had literally letters sent to us by the trade board, of all things, not medical board, our trade board. And said that if we even talked with anyone or patients particularly about the use of the hydroxychloroquine or other types of treatment, we could actually have our license taken away.
Oh man, but listen, we got this. I need you on for a month. Hey, Jim, Mike, can you pull up Corsi Nation? I think that was pretty important. Corsi Nation. So there's a WebMD there, folks. If you need some hydroxychloroquine, Dr. Graves is saying you can go to Dr. Jerome Corsi's website, Corsi Nation. Mike's going to pull it up there for us. And there'll be some doctors there that perhaps would prescribe it for you. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Graves?
Yes, they would perhaps. But I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to tell all your listeners, I thank the world of Dr. Corsi. I thank the world of those who are putting their reputations on the line for doing so. However, you might get frustrated because their customer service is not the best. I will say this right up front because there has been a great demand.
Coach, I got Dale Socha. Go ahead, Dale Socha. Then Joseph Allen.
Yes, Coach. First, Dr. Graves, thank you very much. My wife actually works ICU. She's a COVID specialist nurse, and she is very frustrated with that same thing. Her hospital is locked out from giving out the COVID when they know that it's working. And I know it's a three-part cocktail. It's not just the zinc. It's the hydroxychloroquine, and then there's a third part also. I think it's a steroid or something. Also is making sure people are aware it's the dosage, it's the amount that you're giving, because a lot of people are not realizing that. Even when they were doing the testing on the hydroxychloroquine, what they say, oh, it's not working, is because they were not giving the proper dosage of it.
Well, Dr. Fauci has said that there are studies that have shown that the hydroxychloroquine is not effective. However, Dr. Fauci did not say that what they had done is wait until it was late, too late. And the viral load was much higher than it should have been. It's just like Tamiflu. And we've used Tamiflu for years for flu. And you have to catch it within the first 5 days. And then after that, it loses its effectiveness. And that's the same way this is. You have to use it early. And with the zinc, you also have to use it many times with the azithromycin. And I just had an article yesterday that I absolutely am thrilled over because it is showing that with the combination of the hydroxychloroquine, the zinc, and the azithromycin, it's actually cardioprotective. Everyone is actually, that's what Fauci and Bricks and Redfield and Hahn have all been saying, we don't want to use it because, it could cause an arrhythmia. It has not thus far caused one known. Tersaud's, which is an early like ventricular fibrillation, it has not caused it, nor has it caused the QT interval issue that they continue to try to scare people from taking the medication.
Dr. Graves, we know this then. Dr. Fauci and maybe others, who know, aren't they responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, Dr. Graves?
Thank you. The answer is yes. I have said that. And I think that they should be held accountable. I think that the governors, I think that the Board of Pharmaceuticals, who have stopped the use of a life-saving medication, should actually be held accountable. And I think that every American should have the right to try. And I'm in the process now of putting together a petition that Americans can sign. And I want to send this to President Trump. And that we have the right to try, and that we want to have these bureaucrats held accountable for practicing medicine without a license.
Amen. Joe Allen, come on in, Joe.
And Dr. Graves, I know this hydrochloroquine is the golden egg. Is there another form of medication product that does the same format as hydrochloroquine does? Like I was told once before, the British used to use this liquid in their drinks that had the same kind of properties.
Quinine, you're talking about quinine.
Quinine, yes.
Yes, you are correct. And I think it was Sarah who asked about, you know, taking, before the show, about taking rinds of particularly the citrus fruits and boiling that and making something to drink. And they do this in other countries, yes. But as far as being a physician, unfortunately, I don't know how many milligrams you would be getting in that. I don't know how protective that really is. Whereas I feel very comfortable giving the milligram dosage that I know is going to be a benefit for you in the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc. Another thing that I think that your listeners need to know, Coach, is this, that what they can do, they can actually start building their immune system by taking, and especially as we're heading into winter, they need to have 5,000 units of vitamin D, D3 every day. Now, it's amazing. We have discovered through this pandemic that if individuals have a vitamin D level of 50 to 75, and they have to have their levels checked, then they do not go on ventilators. We have discovered that just having that, because many times your physician will tell you, if you have a level of 30, they will say to you, oh, you're fine. No, you're not. You need 50 to 75. And that's nanograms per milliliter is how they measure that. And so—
Can I get in there for a second?
Yes.
Okay. Then we have to also tell folks that not to take that D3 on the day of the blood test, because it skews the test. It spikes it. They'll get a high reading. The doctor will tell them they're taking too much.
Yep.
I've done it. Been doing it for years and years. My daughter gets 10,000 per day.
That is correct. And some people can. Now, I always use caution, because you can become vitamin D toxic and become very sick. And especially if your level gets up around 100 or over. So we like to keep it, if we could, 50 to 75, but it's very few physicians will actually check a vitamin D level, because what they'll tell you is, well, your insurance won't pay for it. And you can just look at them and smile and say, so? I mean, you need to know what your levels are, and you need to be taking vitamin A, because vitamin A is very important for the respiratory system. And I have been saying about 4,800 to 6,000 milligrams a day of vitamin A. You need to be taking your zinc. If you're taking the hydroxychloroquine for the five-day course that we recommend on protocol, it's 50 milligrams. But then thereafter, 25. But you need to take magnesium as well. And that would be 400. You need to take that. And I am a great believer in elderberry. I think that elderberry should definitely be used. And that will actually help open up the cell to let the zinc get into the cell. I'm so frustrated.
I'm texting my wife as you're talking to me here.
I'm sorry.
This is so good. This is so good.
I don't mean to go on and on, but I just want people to know, because it can protect them. It can protect their families. We have to have this as we're going into winter, because you have to also realize that our food supply is also in jeopardy, because many of our ranchers are having to cull their animals. They're having to kill them on site. Where I live, up in the northeast part of the state, there are stacks of, unfortunately, hogs that have had to be euthanized. they just, because there's no place to put them. And so they're having to kill them and just let them lay there in the field. I mean, but much of our beef and our chicken that has zinc in it, we are importing from Africa. We are importing from Brazil and do not buy the, what they call grass-fed beef. Do not, everybody thinks, oh, well, this is great. No, what that's actually saying is this is imported more than likely from foreign countries that do not have, just like the medications, they don't have the standards that we have here. And we don't know what's in this. Yes, please.
Dr. Graves, you know, recently the numbers coming out of Africa show that even third world countries' death rates per cases is about some of them 100 times less than death rates per cases here in the United States. Is the reason for that Africa is just awash with hydroxychloroquine?
Yes, sir. It is on the shelf in most places. They can get this because they're used to this medication. Early on, back in January, I started working with the Secretary of Health in India. And he was kind enough to correspond with me and said that they were putting immediately all of their first responders on hydroxychloroquine immediately and zinc. And he was making a protocol at that time for families, because if one family member came down with COVID-19, what they were going to do is treat the entire family and they're with the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc as prophylaxis. Because he said, Dr. Graves, we have 1.3 billion people here in India. We cannot afford to have this actually overtake our medical system.
So, Dr. Graves, let me say this for those who just stepped out of the room for a second. Larry asked a very, very pertinent question. Why is it in the deepest, darkest recesses of Africa, what we would consider third world countries, they do not have people dying from COVID-19? And Dr. Graves said it's because there is so much hydroxychloroquine because of malaria already circulating throughout that system. So you would think that in Africa, that their numbers of deaths would be greatly higher than here, but it's just not true, is it?
No, it is not true. And that shows us that actually what they want to do is sell you and sell each of us, I should say, a bill of sales of several very high cost medications, such as remdesivir, that costs $3,000 and $4,000 a vial. And they're also pushing these vaccines. Please do not take these vaccines. I'm asking people. I am very, very leery of these vaccines. They have put them on fast track. They have put them into humans. They have done no animal studies thus far. We have companies that are directly tied with the Gates Foundation, with Fauci, with BRICS, and others that are getting actually kickbacks, and I'm going to go on and call them what they are, kickbacks of millions of dollars.
Dr. Graves?
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh, no, when you're done, please. I just have it when you're done.
Oh, I was just going to say, many of these vaccines, especially those that you will see that have been manufactured with what we call M or messenger RNAs, are very, they are dangerous because they are putting in fillers, what I call fillers. They call them stabilizers. None of those stabilizers that they are putting in these vaccines have to be identified according to the FDA. And we know companies such as Moderna, that company is using aborted fetal tissue and cells to make their vaccines, their RNA vaccines. Where those of now Innova actually is making a DNA vaccine, and it does not use the fillers, but yet they are being overlooked for companies like Modera that is using actually fetal cells. And so we have to be very, very careful what we are allowing to be injected into our body that could possibly affect every cell in our complete being.
So again, folks, it's important for me to say that Dr. Graves is an expert. She's just not a government expert. So she's connected with a bunch of doctors who earn their living taking care of patients on the front lines. They know what they're talking about. She just doesn't have the approval of the government when she says it to you. Go ahead, Roger.
Doctor, other societal or cultural issues, increased suicides. My mother's in a nursing home. I can't even touch her, haven't touched her since March. Are they starting at all to take into account the devastation in other areas of our life, both physically and mentally, as it relates to this COVID lockdown?
They, meaning the government, sir?
Anybody, the doctors. I've been reading more and more about the spinoff problems of this type of lockdown, this type of COVID control in the areas of veterans, increasing suicide, unemployment, depression. It's overwhelming what I'm reading. Are you folks seeing that?
Absolutely, we're seeing that. We've been seeing it for months, and we've been trying to call it to the attention of the administration. They have acknowledged it, but have they actually taken that into what I call, they need to be looking at this and seeing this as part of the death rate that is actually happening, because it is part of it. I mean, I walk with a woman here in the neighborhood, and her ex-husband committed suicide, a dentist, because his business had been shut down and he couldn't make it. And so, and he actually let people know it was because of COVID that he actually killed himself.
So doctor, let me, we only have about 8 minutes left, and I don't mean to be rude. Explain to, because we, every day when you turn on the news, you hear about there's more cases and more people have died. Would you explain to our listeners the difference between dying from COVID and with COVID?
Of course. You may have, and here again, coach, you may have a positive test, but that doesn't even necessarily mean that you have COVID. Because the testing, we know that the PCRs, the man who invented the PCR test and got the Nobel Prize for it years ago, actually said, never use this as a diagnostic tool. It is only a research tool. And this thing up your nose is ridiculous. It really is. I mean, all it does is maybe push, if you have some of the COVID, it's going to push it down further and from the upper airway down to the lower airway. And it is at least between 30 and 40% erroneous. We know this. We can't even rely on our own testing. And this notion that we need to have a national PCR testing is evil. Do not do it.
So Dr. Graves, let's say I have a heart condition. I'm doing pretty well. I get COVID. And when I get COVID, it magnifies my heart issue. It doesn't cause a new problem inside of me. It takes the already pre-existing condition. And that's usually what the cause of death is.
That's the perfect example, coach. It really is. That's the perfect example. Thank you for using that. Because if without treatment, then we know that the COVID virus also affects heart muscle. And we know that you could get a cardiomyopathy. And the answer is yes. And you might die from the cardiomyopathy, but and that was exacerbated by the COVID. And just very quickly, I know that Sarah has just been, she has just been chomping at the bit. She would like to say something.
Thank you. I really think that you might want to go over the messenger RNA, which is in the Moderna vaccine, the luciferase. You hit upon how that is going to be similar to the CRISPR-9 if you could go over that with the bioluminescence and why that's important.
Hang on, Doc. You got muted. So do you have back? Somebody else did that to you, but you are muted. So go to There you go.
Okay. Well, maybe I should be muted. I talk so much. Maybe I should be muted. Sarah, that's a very, very good point, and showing that you actually have a great deal of in-depth knowledge. But this virus, what they're doing is that they're giving us a vaccine that can actually enter into our cells, and it will actually penetrate into every cellular level of our bodies. And we don't know what that's going to do. We do know that those who have gotten the vaccine already, that at least 80% of those have had significant side effects. For heaven's sake, why are we doing this when we have the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc that is cheap, could be made available, and we know is safe? And we know that it has been safe for 70 years. It has been safe and used efficiently in our nation and around the world.
When Dr. Fauci says it hasn't been tested, in other words, they're just hiding behind that, folks, saying, of course, it hasn't been tested with COVID-19. They're working on a vaccine that hasn't been tested. So that's doublespeak when he says that. Now, Doctor, we're about out of time. Dr. Graves, help me out here. How can we help you and what you and the doctors, the message they're trying to get out? How can we help you guys?
Well, when I have the final approval and I'm waiting for that approval through the White House, in individuals, by the way, that I trust, I trust very few, even in the White House, who are around President Trump giving him advice. I think that he has a lot of erroneous input, but those that I trust and I know, and most of those, by the way, that I trust have a faith that they also do. They are in the administration, and those that I'm waiting to hear back from them to see if they approve of this petition, because I want to have a petition that has right to try sent to the president. And when I finally get that, Coach, if you would offer that to your listeners, it would be wonderful if they would be willing to sign that and say, we as Americans have the right to try, and we no longer want bureaucrats practicing.
Amen. 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 Yes, quickly.
I was going to ask the doctor, will we and how can we legally refuse this vaccine that's coming out?
That's a good point, because MIT has come out with an invisible ink, and they want to put that in the vaccine. And in that invisible ink can be scanned with even a cell phone. And so a person going into a store, if you haven't been immunized, you might be asked to leave the store or not shop there.
So they'll scan you and they'll look for that ink that they put inside your blood system to see whether or not you've had the, wow.
Yes, sir. They that is correct. And that's what they are planning to do eventually. And so it's almost, as the Bible had said, the mark of the beast.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so doctor, listen, we're about out of time. Again, don't take a vaccine. Don't take a vaccine. Is that what you're saying, Doc?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Especially at this juncture. However, there may be a consequence, and we may not. Who knows what's going to happen to us?
Dr. Graves, we have people who are asking for a link. I don't want to bombard you with emails and text messages. And if people have how do we get a hold of you, Doc? What's up, Doc?
If only I had a carrot. I No, I just through the email, that is all I have at this particular point. I have been so busy taking care of people and doing this research and doing what I'm doing. I haven't had time. I'm in the process of getting a website.
Listen, I'm rude. Hang on. My wife just asked me, what about a mask? Should we wear a mask, Doc?
Oh, good Lord. She would ask that, wouldn't she? shame on her. We have never quarantined or kept well people isolated like we have in this plandemic. If you are not ill, if you're not one of those that think that you have COVID, then I really feel that a mask is not necessary. And I see these people outside.
Oh, me too. Doc, we got to run. Will you come back?
I don't know. You're kind of dangerous.
We're pretty aggressive here. Folks, listen,
I have enjoyed this. So absolutely.
And share this, folks. Share this video. Share it. We got to wake people up. Doc, I'm sorry I got to run, but I do. God bless you. Go take a nap. And we're going to pray. In fact, we're just going to pray right now, Lord, that there's no weapon that's formed against Dr. Graves that's going to prosper, Lord. And every tongue rising in judgment against her is going to be condemned, Lord, for she dwells in the secret place of the Most High and abides under your shadow. Protect her, Lord, as she speaks your truth in Jesus' name. God bless you, Doc. You stay right there with us. We're gonna sign off, then we'll be right back there.
God bless you and all your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.